اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ رب العالمین، الرحمن الرحیم، ولا حول ولا قوة الا باللہ العلی العظیم، ان اللہ بصیر بالعباد، وبه نستعین، وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا ابي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم dear friends and families, dear mourners of the Ahlul Bayt, dear commemorators of the mission and the martyrdom of the fifth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir alayhi salam. We are honored and humbled to have all of you in attendance to come together and commemorate the mission and the martyrdom of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. Tonight's program, of course, we started with the Holy Quran. We're going to continue on with Dua-e Kumail. We also have, of course, our guest speaker for tonight, Sheikh Muzaffar Haider from the United Kingdom, who is going to be speaking to us about death, an inevitable reality. And at the end, we have a noha from Brother Sayyid Ismail Zaidi from Pakistan as well. So after the speech, please stay until we finalize the commemoration memory of the mission and the martyrdom of the fifth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir alayhi salam. Jazakallah khair wa afiyah. Thank you to all friends and family who have come together on this auspicious Thursday night on SOQ's Thursday Family Night programs in the holy city of Qom, where we are humbly commemorating the martyrdom and the mission of the fifth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir alayhi salam. We started our program with the recitation of the Dua-e Kumail, with the recitation of the Holy Quran. We continued with the recitation of the Dua-e Kumail. Again, Jazakallah khair wa afiyah tayyibala anfasakum to all of you dear brothers and sisters, families, for attending our humble commemoration of the martyrdom and the mission of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. A quick few points, two or three, about Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, more for our youth than anybody else. Of course, the father of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam was Imam Zainul Abidin Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam. Many of the historical texts, you can find that Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, though he was a child of lesser age, but still he was present in the Battle of Karbala. His mother was the esteemed Fatima bintul Hassan, the daughter of the second divinely appointed Imam, Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Mushtaba alayhi salam. Some of the attributes that were well known about Imam al-Baqir, of course, his generosity, his taqwa, his worship, his asceticism, his zuhud, his nobility, and of course his all-encompassing knowledge and wisdom, which covered both the Holy Quran and the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt. There are two interesting points about the life of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. One is that he is one of those imams who frequently bought, educated, nurtured, financially supported, and freed countless of slaves. So there are certain imams of the Ahlul Bayt who had more of an opportunity to be able to do this. Of course, in the age of ignorance, slavery was something that was common, and the imams did their best to destroy and eradicate the concept of slavery, especially via this means, where they bought hundreds of slaves. They kept them with them, they educated them, they nurtured them, They taught them the Islamic sciences, and then eventually they freed them. Another one of the Imams who did this was the fourth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Zainul Abidin, alayhi salam. It is interesting, but a lot of these freed slaves that Imam al-Baqir freed actually went on to become the great scholars of their era. And the second interesting and last point that we have is this all-encompassing jihad al-tab'een, which was done by Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. So as you know, Imam al-Baqir founded this Islamic university, for lack of a better term, in which hundreds, if not thousands, of students and scholars from all across the Islamic world came and studied under him. Of course, many of his famous companions were there, and over hundreds of thousands of traditions were given from Imam al-Baqir to his companions, which eventually has reached us to the present day. This jihad al-tab'een, via the showing the true face of the pure Muhammadan Islam, was one of the main and pivotal things that Imam al-Baqir did. Of course, in an era where Islam was being distorted, you had the Umayyad caliphs and their court judges and their court scholars who were distorting Islam, and it was this jihad al-tab'een by Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam to clarify and spread the pure Muhammadan Islam, which not only saved Islam for the next generations to come, but it also shook the governmental establishment of the Umayyads, who of course were trying to distort the face of Islam. It is this very jihad al-tab'een by Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam which posed a threat to the Umayyad governmental establishment that ultimately led to his shahadat by the same Umayyad dynasty.